Italian Wine Podcast. Cin cin with Italian wine people.
Hello, this is the Italian Wine Podcast with me, Monty Walden. My guest today is Elmar Hofer, who is a former professional skier turned sommelier. Welcome.
Yes, hi, Monty.
Elmar, can you just let us know what you're currently doing in the wine industry?
Currently, I'm working as a sommelier in a three-star Michelin restaurant in Sanctubertus in San Cassiano. For those who don't know Sanctubertus, it's a small restaurant in the heart of the Dolomites. And the restaurant is mostly known for its sustainability because we are using 90% of our products from our region here. And the chef, Norbert Niederkofler, is basically, I guess, the only chef, Italian chef, who is not using olive oil or any lemons.
Really?
No. Yeah.
Why doesn't he use olive oil and lemons?
Because we here in the mountains, we don't have the lemons and also not no olive oil. So we are using grapeseed oil. Uh-huh. And for the lemons, our chefs have found some old fermentation methods, and they're using yellow plums or normal plums, and they go fermenting them. And through the fermentation, they get this acidity like a lemon. And so we are a little bit special in that way.
But you used to be, as far as I know, a professional skier. So how did you transition from that to the hospitality industry, the wine industry?
Yes, indeed. I was professional skier for around 15 years, and was be a part of the Italian national ski team, made some World Cup races, also some European Cup races. And yes, as athlete, basically you live in your own world. And after I quit it, I was searching for a new experience and new joy, something where I can find a new passion in. And as an Italian, what was the closest way? We like to drink, we like to eat, and that's why I'm started to interesting me for the wine business and for the wine industry. Started by myself, and then afterwards my girlfriend pushed me a little bit to starting to learn more seriously and becoming a sommelier. And after that, I took also the Italian Wine Ambassador course with the Win Italy International Academy. And yes, now a few years later, I'm here as a sommelier.
So what would you know, as a sommelier, what wine would you recommend to celebrate or commiserate after a competition or even just after a hard day's training?
For sure, after a great victory or a great result in a competition, I would go for a nice sparkling wine, absolutely. But after a hard day of really hard working training, I would go probably for ice cold beer.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the end of the interview. Thanks, Ray.
Thank you.
Okay. So when you're working in the restaurant, what is your approach to food and wine pairing? Are you very precise or are you a little bit more flexible? How does it work for you?
Well, in the restaurant, we don't have a pre-authorized wine pairing. We can go a little bit by ourselves. And I'm going basically with two approaches with the main rules. One is the wine should complete the food, should smoothly go with the food. And the second approach would be you're going a little bit edgy, you're going a little bit to contrast the food and to create a little bit different tastes and flavors. That's the basics, I think.
Okay, Jeremy, do you have any really unusual pairings that you personally like, or that you maybe find some of your guests personally like? Anything unusual?
Yes, many guests are looking a little bit surprised when we when we introduce our pairing, and in the pairing we have an apple cider or a crafted beer, always from small local producers, of course, here next in our region. But yes, they're looking a little bit surprised about that.
So in northern Italy, which is obviously where you're based, have you got any favorite local grape varieties that you particularly like?
Local, I would go for white wine. I would go with a nice Pinot Bianco, because I think the Pinot Bianco here in Alto Adige, it's showing the best of our terroir and gives a nice fruit, ripe fruits, and you can match it almost with everything. And for the red wine, I would go with a Schiava, in German Fernach, native grape variety of our region, and mostly underestimated, I think, and also not really appreciated by most of the people. But if you have a nice Fernach, it can be really fresh, nice for red fruits and a little bit of spices inside.
Mm-hmm. Do you think, I mean, is there a difference between, say, local customers, people that live in the region that maybe know some of these grape varieties, or guests from wherever, from say, the States or other parts of the world? Do they have very different tastes?
Yes, a little bit. Let's say the Italian guests, they are searching more Italian wines, more the not really locals. But if you have guests from the States, they are searching really for the local ones, also small producers. And that's, I think it's really nice with working with them. So,
yeah, it is nice when you get the niche wines out. So you've also lived in Hungary. Do you have a favorite Hungarian wine? And what should people be looking for in Hungary other than the famous Tokaj?
Yes, I was living for half a year over there. It was a good experience. I learned a lot of new people. Hungarian wines are quite, we have some quite nice wines there, also native grape varieties. My favorite wine is still coming from the Tokaj region, but not as many would expect, the sweet wine. It's a dry grape variety, a dry white wine made from the Harshlevely. Harshlevely is also a native grape variety. And then, of course, there are a few other regions what are doing nice also red wines. We have, for example, Villan. It's a small region in southern of Hungary. They are doing some nice Tempranillo, or also native grape varieties, red grape varieties like Kadarka. And then and also in the Shomlo region, we have Ufark. They are really nice wines, a little bit different what we know at the moment, more acidity, but really nice.
Yeah, those kind of mouth-watering wines with plenty of...
Yeah.
So you live in Bolzano. Obviously, the climate there is typically Alpine Mediterranean, which sounds like an oxymoron, but makes sense if you live there. So it's surrounded by the Alps, and Bolzano can be one of the hottest cities in Italy during the summer. Is that the secret of the wines from Südtirol there? Is that why they're so successful, do you think, that climate, or any other reason?
I think the secret of the local wines is the fresh and long spring what we have, and then the changing the fast changing into this the Mediterranean summer that gives the I think the little extra to our Südtirolian wines here.
Is that in terms of ripeness or fullness of body or just texture?
Both, I guess. Texture also, but also the ripeness of the fruits. And during the spring, you have this day-night temperatures changing, and so you have a lot of freshness also in the grapes.
So I've got one final question. We often, you know, I like watching sport, and you often read about sportsmen, elite sportsmen or sportswomen, who when they leave their sporting careers, you have to because of your body can't take it anymore because you get a bit older, don't often have a plan for what they're going to do in the next stage of their lives. Were you always very clear in your mind that you, A, needed to get a job and B, you wanted to get a job that clearly you like the job that you want to enjoy, not just a 9-to-5 job. Was that a really important thing for you?
Yes, absolutely. I was after I quit it, I was basically in the sport group first also. Fiamme Gialle, it's paid off the Guardia di Finanza, and I always knew that I will never stay for the whole life there. So I was searching for something what I really like and where can I make my new passion from it. So that was the important thing after I quit it.
Perfect. Okay. Well, that's good to hear that you're enjoying your second career as much as you clearly enjoyed your first career. So I just want to say thanks very much to you for chatting to us about the wonderful region that you live in and also your experiences both on the sporting field and as a sommelier. Thanks very much, Almar.
Thank you very much, Monty.
No worries. Hope to meet you face to face at some stage as well.
Yeah, I hope to.
Yeah. All righty. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Listen to the Italian Wine Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We're on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Himalaya FM, and more. Don't forget to subscribe and rate the show. If you enjoy listening, please consider donating through italianwinepodcast.com. Any amount helps cover equipment, production, and publication costs. Until next time, cin cin.